the family of the anarchist on the day of the execution. This painting by Fernando Álvarez de Sotomayor stands as a powerful example of dissonant heritage, confronting viewers with the human and emotional consequences of political repression. The work depicts the family of the condemned anarchist in the moments surrounding his execution, shifting the focus away from heroic or ideological narratives toward the vulnerability and grief of those left behind. Through its poignant composition, particularly the expressive exchange of gazes between the prisoner and his child, described by critics as the true key to the story, the painting invites reflection on themes of vengeance, guilt, and generational trauma. Beyond its historical subject, the work opens a space of tension between official memory and silenced experience, between the authority that condemns and the humanity of those it subjugates. It thus becomes both a document of its time and the timeless meditation of the ethics of power and compassion. Today, the family of the anarchist on the day of the execution is one of the most significant works in the historical and artistic heritage of the Complutense University of Madrid. The institution, committed to sharing knowledge and fostering dialogue, actively promotes the dissemination of this painting through loans to major exhibitions. Most recently, Art and Social Transformations in Prado Museum 2024, where it continues to provoke reflection on the social and moral dimensions of art. Originally conceived within a tradition that regarded painting as a moral and educational instrument, Álvarez de Sotomayor's work transcends mere didacticism. Rather than affirming authority, it exposes the emotional cost of political violence, situating personal suffering at the center of historical consciousness. Its enduring relevance lies in its ability to question how art, memory, and ideology intersect in the shaping of collective identity.